The New Music 5 podcast, in association with Splash Radio and S950 Recording Studio. New Music 5.
New Music 5.
First up for you, a bit of pop, folk, rock from Dunfermline. People, Places, Maps have combined to put together catchy fife-infused music that definitely leaves a place in your soul. The band have just finished recording their debut album. We'll be soon to have them in for a chat and a couple of songs. Music festivals are commonplace in our historic county, and I'm sure it won't be long before this band are gracing the finest. Ryan McGlone, Dan Forrest, Paul Devine, Matt Arnett, Paul Ford and Stephen Ferguson. Formed in 2010, this is People, Places, Maps with Plans.
I felt the weight of your hands, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind them, and I never will. Now there's things that you wanted to tell me. You're more than this, and are you much slower than me on the calm down? Will you calm down now, my darling, and throw words like forever around as we toast our evening's mess, and we crash upon everything, or at least all I want to take in, and my lungs are fit to burst and cross all the I's and all the T's. Call it what you like, but they called it love in an older time. Like a silent film, some of our actions say more than the words could. We crash upon the waves, I struggle.
People, Places, Maps from Dunfermline. Earlier this week, I caught up with Cameras of Colour, who came into the studio to record a couple of live, exclusive tracks and for a friendly chat.
New Music 5.
Live sessions.
In the studio today, we've got Cameras of Colour all the way from Fife. How's it going, lads?
Good.
Okay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself for the listeners, so go ahead then. Who's first?
Darren.
All right. Hi. All right. I'm Daz. I'm the lead singer. Play guitar in the band, and I'm the lead vocalist. I also write the odd song.
You write odd songs?
Aye, I do.
I'm Phil, I'm the bass player.
Right, Phil. Nice to meet you, Phil.
You too. I'm Chris, the lead guitar player. Right. I'm the guy that makes everything sound like a big wall of noise.
Okay, and it's a four-piece. We've got somebody missing today, haven't we?
Yeah, the Lego Kid, my brother, Mike, he's a drummer. And he also writes songs. We all write songs. We all bring our like different ideas into the band. We've all got our, like, we've all each got our individual sound and
influences.
Kind of like Chris, he's into like Jesus and Mary Chain. He brings like that wall of noise to the band. Phil's into like his melodies, like the Laz and things like that. And
and it's 70s psychedelic madness.
I'm into more like psychedelic music, and I try and bring that into the band so we kind of fuse it all together into the
mix
sound
as well.
That we've got.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So there's no main songwriter, so it's basically a collaboration of everyone.
Yeah,
team effort.
We just all, we bring our ideas to the studio and just sit in there for like 3-4 hours at a time and just put all our ideas together. And
excellent.
Just
now, you're formed in early January 2011.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah,
quite a young band, and only a few months together, and a lot has happened since then as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot happen. Got quite a good break of luck, to be honest. I mean, we've been on the Tom Robinson show, BBC Six Music, 4 or 5 times. We've been on BBC Radio 1 Scotland, Alan McRae, Jim Geltley picked The Rain Must Fall as track of his week. We've been on the Daily Record. We've been on tons of like radio shows, like student radio shows, and just up and down the country. It's been brilliant, you know, just to get that exposure.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the interviews, basically. Well, the reviews described as sunshine pop. What do you think about that, then?
Everyone likes the pop tune, don't they?
Well, for the first EP, the Ticket to Liberty EP, I think that sums it up, because it's quite a optimistic record, and it's just about looking forward to being in a band and getting out there and letting as many people as possible hear the songs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you now, the Ticket to Liberty, the EP... The Ticket to Liberty, the actual song, was recorded back in October last year, 2010. Before you got together, tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. I was, before we formed the band, I was playing under the name Cams of Colour, acoustically. I must have done like 30 acoustic gigs on my own, just to get the name out and about there. Then it was in January when Chris and Phil, myself and my brother, decided to get the band together, and because we had loads of songs kicking about. We've got like 19-20 songs,
right?
And to be honest, we just want to get them all recorded and let as many people as possible hear them. So
now you had 250 copies, I take it. Yeah, it was a DIY.
Yeah,
all sold out very quick as well. It's quite good going.
They're all gone. Like, it's just the EPs, like, you can download it for free from www.camsofcolour.bandcamp.com.
Great stuff. That saves me saying that.
I done a DIY job for the CDs. Like, just bought like Tesco CDs for like £2 for like 100 or something, and just stuck white labels on them, and then done some like Art Attack work on my CD. Like, just done a wee design in that and just handed them out to people, as many people as what I could. They seem to be everywhere,
Well, it seems to have done the trick, because you are getting a lot of feedback, aren't you? Especially on the social sites as well, and for your songs. Now, you're giving away, which is quite a good thing, and not a lot of bands, well, a lot of bands do it, a lot of bands don't. I mean, the Ticket to Liberty EP was basically free to download.
Yeah, well, we're planning on recording another EP in the next couple of months, like full band, and we'll probably give that away for free as well, because basically we just want as many people to hear the music as possible. We don't believe in like charging for gigs or charging for like CDs, not at this stage anyway. We just want to get the music out there, and
it's not about making money. We just want to play our music and let people hear it. And
aye, right, Phil, you want to make money.
one day.
Bottom line is, all I care about anyway is that folk turn up to the gigs. I don't really care about anything else. I want to play good shows, and the more people that hear the stuff, the better chance there is that they're actually getting a decent crowd at shows.
Yeah, it was a great EP, by the way. I mean, 3 great songs: Good Morning, Lassitude, Ticket to Liberty, and The Rain Must Fall. Now, what are you going to play for us today?
Oh, we're going to play one of the songs off that EP, The Rain Must Fall, and we're going to play a song called Keep On, which we're hoping to record in the future, in the next couple of months.
Right, so The Rain Must Fall, we're going to play it for us just now, yeah?
No, we're going to play Keep On just now, because that's where the capo is on my guitar.
Excellent stuff. Okay, lads, take it away.
Nice one. You ready, Smith man? 1, 2, 3, 4... Thank you.
heart in all our arms and say what you've done. They just might sing along and carefree for once. They keep on keeping on. All I can say is you're half right as I try to elude your ways. Morning beats in a different light, shining some hope for a change. And say what you've done. They just might sing along and carefree for once. They keep on keeping on. Sing along and carefree for once. They keep on keeping on. Say what you've done. They just might sing along and carefree for once. They keep on keeping
on. Excellent stuff, lads. Well done.
Thanks. Cheers.
Smashing. Now, you've been described now as indie pop shoegaze. Tell me a bit about shoegaze. Was that your idea or somebody?
Shoegaze is largely down to me. Shoegaze was an early 90s thing, sort of the Verve and the Ride, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's just sort of like writing these big, massive, sort of reverb-y, delayed wall tunes.
Noise.
Big walls of noise, basically. But the idea behind it, the reason it was called shoegaze, is that the guys on stage just let the music do the talking.
Okay.
So they just stared at their shoes. There wasn't any of this fancy Dan jumping about, you know, fly kicks off the monitors, that
like
sort
it.
Of thing.
To be fair, Phil does wear nice shoes, like.
we all stare at Phil's shoes anyway, so.
I noticed. Yeah. Now, the 80s influence, is that basically between the lot of you? And what type of bands would you would
Echo
you
and the Bunnymen being one, I'd imagine.
80s music's a big part of our lives, eh? All four of us. Like the Smiths, that's a massive influence.
The very first Primal Scream album as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So. The Jesus and Mary Chain, as I noticed as well, yeah?
The thing is, we like about Jesus and Mary Chain, they do have like a wall of noise in their songs and their music, but if you strip their music back, the melodies are absolutely brilliant. They're really summer, like summery melodies.
I always think, like if you get the Psycho Candy by Jesus Mary Chain, it sounds like somebody wrote a perfect pop tune and then tried to ruin it as much as they could all the way through, just by putting like feedback and distortion all the way through, and it ended up sounding amazing. So
great stuff. Now, you've played a lot of venues since you got together. Tell us about some of the places you've played in the last few months.
We try and play free shows, so the people that come to watch the band get in for free.
Great stuff, yeah.
And like hand our CDs out for free, and values that are installed in us. But the gigs that we've played are like we've played the Voodoo Rooms in Edinburgh, Whistle Binkies,
the Box in Glasgow.
You know, every one of the gigs have been absolutely brilliant. We've had a great time. It's just been a great laugh, and everybody that like comes to watch us as well says the exact same thing, you know. It's just
can get involved with us and put banter on the going.
So you wouldn't like to pin one down then, because I was going to ask you that, you know, for sheer enthusiasm or atmosphere and feedback, you know. What venue would you say was the best?
Whistle Binkies.
Yeah. Whistle Binkies was incredible.
That's like our cavern, like the Cavern Club. We go there all the time to play gigs. It's brilliant. It's just everybody just seems to be up for it every time we play there, and it's just
great vibe and a total buzz and great feedback as well for people about the music and that. So.
Right, what about up and coming gigs then in the next couple of months?
We've got a gig at the Greenside on the 8th of October, Greenside Leslie, and we've got another gig at Whistle Binkies on the 20th of October, and there's still a few dates to get confirmed, but there should be gigs in Glasgow and a few more in Fife as well.
Whistle Binkies is my birthday one, so if you want to buy me a drink if you come to the gig, I'd appreciate that.
I'm sure somebody will take you up on that.
You still owe me two drinks.
owe you two drinks, okay.
So what's the future then for the new songs and the new album? Do we expect to hear something in the near future from you?
Yeah, we're going to be in the studio in the next couple of months, just recording as many songs as possible and just getting them out there and letting as many people as possible hear them. Should be another EP coming out in the next few months. Possibly building up to an album maybe next year. See how it goes. But we've got tons of songs. We've got so many songs.
Great stuff.
So,
what do you think about the music scene in Fife, guys?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, the bands have just got better and better over the past few years. The recording quality as well is absolutely fantastic. You've got bands like Tango and Attic and
T-Bird.
T-Bird and Blonde Spirit, and like Tango and Attic. All these bands, like, they're all bringing albums out, and it's like really, really good quality.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's loads of bands kicking about. Eh? There's an acoustic guy called Rel as well that plays a lot of gigs in Fife, and a lot of his music, like the quality, it's absolutely fantastic.
Play with the best music scene here nowadays, eh?
I would say so. Like, there's loads of great bands, eh? There's, you know what I mean, you just have to go out there and find it, eh?
It's been described as a mecca, isn't it?
Aye, with Tom Robinson, aye. I mean, Tom Robinson's a big fan of Fence Records, like King Creosote and everything.
Right.
And I think that's the point he's trying to make. On that label, there's so much great music as well. It's one of the best independent labels in Britain, and it's in Fife. It's in Anstruther, you know, in middle of nowhere. But it's just brilliant, and there's just so much great music in Fife. So
I'll agree with that, yeah, definitely. Okay, lads, we're going to finish off now with your second song. I'd just like to say a big thanks for coming on to the show today.
And thank you.
Singing a couple of songs for us, and best of luck for the future. And
thank you.
I'm sure we'll hear from you very, very soon, and I'll try and get along to one of the gigs sometime as well. What's the song you're going to finish off for us today?
This song's called Dream Must Fall.
I'm just going to double check I'm still in tune because I've moved my capo, so. Aye, that should be fine.
Great stuff, lads, take it away.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No time for looking back. Oh, at what you lost and what you had. Sort away another dream. Not the man I used to be. If I could tell you how I feel, would it all change or come crashing down because of what is real? Oh, the rain must fall. Only be who you are. Start. Leave it all and walk away. Oh, oh, the friends I have, they only take. I've seen you look into my eyes, my soul it fades away. Not the man I used to be. If I could tell you how I feel, would it all change your come?
Fife podcast with Stuart Miller.
Alternative punk next for you from a band from Fife who first formed way back in 1978. Hailing from the north side of the Firth of Forth on the east coast of Scotland, the band reformed in 2008 for a charity memorial gig to a late friend of the band and haven't looked back since. Find them at reverbnation.com. It's Paddy, Ronnie, Stuarty and Jock. This is Patrol and Innocence.
I held the law, I put you in a cell. Assist the boy, royal blue. I held the boy.
New Music 5.
Now here's a few tasty treats for you if you're out and about in the next few weeks.
New Music 5 Gig Guide.
Friday the 23rd of September at the Sound Halls in Glasgow, you can catch The Other Side, Fireside Aliens, The Black Sundays and Majestic Dandelion. Also on the same night at the Greenside Hotel in Leslie, you can see Delta Grit and Homesick Aldo. Saturday, September the 24th at Cafe Fresh in Dunfermline, the Johnston Flood will be entertaining. And also at the Old Inn in Dunfermline, you can find the Functionals. Friday the 30th of September, the Windsor Hotel in Kirkcaldy presents Monkey Knife Fight and Red Hot Donna. And at the Woodstock Club in Wellwood, Dunfermline, three bands, Fireside Aliens, The Other Side and Electromagnet Slurpy Gloop. Our featured band this month, Cameras of Colour, will be playing at the Greenside Hotel in Leslie on Saturday, October the 8th. Watch out for that one. And that's your gig guide for this month.
The New Music 5 podcast, in association with Splash Radio and S950 Recording Studio.
Hailing from Central Fife, our next band formed in 2009. Within 3 months, they had written and recorded 8 songs, launched themselves on the internet and did their first gig at the Arc in Edinburgh. Their debut album is called Catch the Sun and is available from their website, theothersidefife.com. They are currently working on their new album to be released this year. Kirby, Sned, Pepe and Budgie are The Other Side, and this is Reality. That's it for this month in our podcast. Thanks to Cameras of Colour for being our studio guests. We'll see you all next time.
New Music 5 Podcast.